Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith of Cold Spring is officially launching her campaign for governor today. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says having served as Minnesota House Speaker has its strengths and weaknesses.
The strength is that she was a pretty effective speaker given that she didn't even have a majority in one chamber. But the problem is that she agreed to a bipartisan budget deal that conservative activists will not be in favor of at the endorsing convention.
Scheer thinks Damith has a better chance of winning the Republican primary than securing the GOP endorsement. She could face a handful of Republicans in the August primary. Governor Tim Walz and Department of Public Safety officials are breaking ground on the new Minnesota BCA Crime Lab today in Mankato. The project received $67 million from the bonding bill last spring. The BCA's Southern Minnesota Regional Office will house 50 agents, forensic scientists, support staff, and a crime scene response team. It's being built next to the Blue Earth County Sheriff's Office. Minnesota is one of the worst states when it comes to child care expenses. Republican Representative Nolan West of Blaine would like to use the next legislative session to try and drive those costs down.
We either need to expand our workforce or look at streamlining those laws or exempting child care from some of these new regulations that are coming down. And we'll see there. But I think we can do some movement without having to take on a giant political fight.
West says he's already working on legislation. And former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao is being released from a federal prison today in Kentucky. He was sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison for violating the civil rights of George Floyd. Tao was also found guilty of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in Minnesota. He will be on supervised release through June of 2027 as part of his state sentence. The Minnesota Vikings are celebrating a 27-24 win over the Detroit Lions Sunday at Ford Field. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell says divisional victories are very important.
2-0 in the NFC North and just earned a very hard-fought, total team win with doing a lot of the things that we thought that it would take to win the game from a standpoint of things that we talked about all week.
J.J. McCarthy returned from an ankle injury to throw 2 touchdown passes, 1 interception, and also ran for a score. The Vikings defense had 5 sacks and a forced fumble, and special teams blocked a field goal. The Purple are hosting the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday. And researchers at the University of Minnesota are testing drones equipped with artificial intelligence to help combat wildfires. The U of M's aerial robotics team is developing a swarm of drones designed to analyze smoke patterns and predict fire behavior. The drones use AI to detect and track wildfires. This is MNN.